All right. Each Friday morning, we chat sports with 98Q sports reporter Mike Clemens from Indianapolis, probably rubbing shoulders with Peyton Manning, having steaks at a big restaurant there and stuff. Mr. Clemens, how are you doing?
Apparently, my invitation got lost in the mail for that. But you know what? I did have a great moment yesterday.
What's that?
And it's something I've been waiting to do for 15 years. You know what that is?
What's that?
I got there early, stand on the practice field, huge crowd at the Colts facility in Carmel. It's actually Westfield, north of Indianapolis, very fancy area, you know, big houses and meadows and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, tents over there. And over there, standing there, is a guy from one of the networks, ESPN. He's doing some live shots from there. And it's Ryan Clark,
okay,
who played for the safety. He played safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers back in Super Bowl 45 when the Packers beat them with Aaron Rodgers and the gang for the Super Bowl 15 years ago. And I covered that game. And so, you know, in the morning, you go to the Packers press conferences. In the afternoons, you'd go out to Fort Wayne because we were down in Dallas, and cover the Steelers. So there's Ben Roethlisberger with a kind of a swollen ankle. He played on a bad ankle that game. And then out to the side of the defensive players, they're holding these little press conferences. And I went to this young man who was holding a press conference and taking questions. And his breakdown of football and what he saw from the Packers and what, you know, the Steelers defense was doing, when we got done with this little 15-minute press conference, I told one of my buddies, I said, "If that dude should be an analyst someday."
Yeah.
And that was Ryan Clark.
There you go.
And I got to walk up and say hi and said, "RC, can I tell you this story?" And he said, "Thank you, man." So I got a new buddy because he came by a couple times and asked me questions about the Packers and stuff. So, that was great because he was just outstanding as a player. And I think he does a great job on ESPN now, too.
Yeah, exactly. So the Packers had that joint practice yesterday. They'll play him for real, or kind of real, on Saturday. So any takeaways from the game from yesterday? Or the practice?
You know, Malik Willis, a joint practice. One thing is it's worth it. You know, it's worth it in terms of the speed and the competition. You know, it was lively. It was one of the better practices that the Packers have had. Some of the other guys, you know, marked it down. It's kind of hard to cover these things because they're getting be so crowded on the sidelines and everything. But, you know, Malik Willis, you don't have your top receivers, your experienced receivers like Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, they're out with injuries. And then the other day, Romeo Doubs, who's had a good camp, fourth-year man, he banged into Evan Williams, a Packers safety, on a play, and now he's out with a back injury. So Matthew Golden, the first round pick, still looked pretty good. And then you've got, you know, Mecole Hardman, the free agent they picked up from, he played for the Chiefs and the Jets. So, you know, Malik Willis, the backup quarterback, already sort of dealing, you know, at a disadvantage. But then Jordan Love came. So it was last Saturday night, the Packers were playing the Jets, and on his last play in the game, Jordan Love gets sacked and his hand gets banged on a helmet of a defensive lineman. Mm-hmm. And he went to practice on Monday and had a hard time dealing with it. So after doctors looked at it, he said, "You know what? This could give you trouble all season. Why don't you just have it worked on now?" So he flew to Los Angeles, had surgery. And Joe, he came to practice yesterday, back from L.A. He's got this giant cast on his left arm.
Oh, yeah?
And so we asked him what happened.
All right.
Had a thumb injury, torn ligament in my thumb, and we did a surgery to repair it. It's a UCL injury. So, yeah, just had a surgery, and, on the road to recovery.
Not a big deal, right? Not a big deal. on the road to recovery.
Joe, he said the UCL. So, you know, that's the tendon that connects the elbow to the thumb. If that would have been the elbow, you know, the baseball pitchers, that's where they have the Tommy John surgery. And
right.
You're out a year.
Yeah.
So this is that ligament connects the two bones together that, you know, make your thumb work and your opposing finger kind of thing. Now, he claims that they're going to cut off this giant cast and that maybe he's going to have a chance to be out there on the field a week from today, maybe just individual drills, handoffs, certainly not in the, you know, middle of any serious contact or anything like that. But, you know, they say that, certainly he's going to miss the next preseason game and some practices. But they hope that he can be back by the first week of September and get ready for the Lions game.
Well, we're extra intrigued now to see we kind of know what Malik Willis is about, but I think fans are kind of interested to see, because there's a chance that Willis might be out there that first couple of weeks. There's always a chance now.
There's always a chance. And then there's Sean Clifford. He's a number three quarterback that, you know, they'll have got to make some decisions on him. Tucker Kraft is becoming a good spokesperson for this team. And, you know, we went to him and asked him, how do you think this practice went here today against the Colts?
Some of our youth showed a lot. When we're out there, the importance is knowing what to do and to doing it at a really fast speed, at a very consistent level. So our youth showed a little bit, some instances with the injuries we have on our depth chart. So we had guys coming up and, you know, playing. You know, we're out here full pads expecting big things from some of the guys that we're elevating. And we left some meat on the bone, you know. I felt like we're out here, we were doing a good job competing, but we know the level that we expect to play at, and I didn't think that we didn't empty the tank.
The good old left some meat on the bone quote, that's a good one, Mike, I like that.
Yeah, you know, but don't say that around Jordan right now.
Exactly.
Let's not talk about that.
Well, the Packers will play that preseason game tomorrow at noon. The Brewers, everybody's talking about the crew, free burgers from George Webb, 12 in a row. This is just absolute – this is getting nuts. This is getting absolutely nuts.
You know, and they just continue with this formula, Joel, where, you know, these guys, they get up to the plate. They don't go chasing after junk pitches that they might otherwise, you know, go on, because they suddenly see a change-up pitch that looks like it's inviting and the thing just breaks off and goes on. They don't go chasing pitches. They make these pitchers pitch to them. They wear out pitchers. Then once they do get on base, they're stealing bases. They're working hard. They're not out, you know, drinking afterwards at night. They're getting to bed early, and they're all committed to each other. And, you know, there's got to be a little bit of magic involved, too, a little bit of timing. Mm-hmm. I mean, this last team that they swept – 3 games in a row are the Pirates, and they're horrible right now. They're in last place. They're like 25 games out of it. But yeah, the Brewers, there's something special going on.
Yeah.
And you even see people now with these AI pictures of Bob Uecker looking down from the heavens having a burger and smiling and stuff. But when you go to a guy like Brandon Woodruff, a veteran in the clubhouse, remember Merlin Olsen?
Oh, yeah, the Rams, the old Rams guy, yeah.
Brandon Woodruff reminds you of, like, Merlin Olsen, you know, the football player who became the actor and a spokesperson, all that.
Yeah.
He's a wise dude. And, you know, you talk about, you know, you're missing Uecker, but you kind of feel the spirit there, the camaraderie. And we asked him, you know, is there something special going on here?
It's funny you mention that. I mean, who couldn't, you know, help but think that in the Mets series, right? You know, that was his last series, Uecks, and just how those games played out, like, incredible. And, you know, there's something to it. And, magical is a good word. I mean, it's been fun. It's just cool to be a part of. You don't realize when you're in it, you know, but, like, looking back, like, you see how those games played out against the Mets series has been – it was, you know, incredible.
Yeah, and the Brewers aren't just winning games, Mike. I mean, it was 14-0 the other day. They're winning some of these games. Huge.
Yeah, 12-5. 12-5. I mean, they're just piling it on. They're just, and baseball is such a confidence thing. So tonight now, they'll be in Cincinnati. They open up a weekend series against the Reds. And if they win tonight, that would be 13 in a row, ties the franchise record that they set back in 1987 when they depleted the George Webb's change of 167,000 free hamburgers.
Yeah, exactly.
Back then.
All right, so big the noon game tomorrow. So today, you're in between there. What are you hitting the clubs, a little DJ party club tonight?
Yeah,
or what
sure,
are we doing
yeah.
down there, Mike?
Oh, yeah, hitting the clubs. Yeah, no, I've got so much. I actually get to catch up on a bunch of work, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to go. The Bucks schedule came out and all that. But
yeah.
Who knows? I might, you know, get downtown and try and have a nice dinner before we get up about 6 tomorrow morning.
All right.
And fight the crowds for tomorrow's game at noon.
Yeah, exactly. Appreciate you, Mike. Thank you much. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Joe.
You bet. Mike Clemens. He's in Indy. He's in Indianapolis. He was at the little practice yesterday with the Colts, and he'll be at the game tomorrow. when the Packers take on the Indianapolis Colts. As always, we archive our get-together with Mike Clemens at 98qcountry.com.